Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Alpha Wealth Hour. I'm your host, Tom Fortino, the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group here in the Chicagoland area. We do retirement planning. We do, I like to say, complete retirement planning. We're going to talk about that to that, and I guess to that end, we're going to cover a number of topics today. Of course, a lot of things every week happening in the market. CPI came out, the Consumer Price Index. Some earnings came out. Pretty much the earnings season is over. So again, I want to talk a little about the market and your investments. There was an article out too. It talked about retirement saving changes you should be aware of, and you should be aware of them. We'll get into that. U.S. families woefully underprepared for the great wealth transfer. What do I mean by great wealth transfer? Well, they're talking about $58 trillion. I would say that's great. So I want to get into some ideas that, you know, the old goal here is to make, give you ideas that are going to be helpful to your planning, actionable items. And if we come away with one or two good ideas, we've had a good show, and I'm going to make some offers. Also, we have a special event. I'm going to get into that too. I almost forgot to mention that, but I want to address and maybe start with the premise. And we talk, maybe this isn't talked about enough, but most people who are planning for retirement, I don't think, maybe think of it this way, but nearly every piece of your plan for retirement is connected. What do I mean by that? Well, think about it. For example, you can't talk about Social Security without talking about IRA and 401k withdrawals, and you can't talk about IRA and 401k withdrawals without talking about taxes and retirement. And really, I'm just beginning to scratch the surface, and you're going to see what I mean, and I'm going to come back to this and kind of prove my point. That's why we talk about these five pillars or five pieces. I'm going to go into each one of them. Or not, I don't know if I can get to all five, but I'm going to go into them individually, and I'm going to talk about, you're going to see how these things relate and hopefully see the importance about being complete. Again, I've said, it's not about just getting to a number. It's not about growing a pile of money. It's not about buying a product. It's about being complete and having a complete plan. Let me get into and start into, as I said at the beginning, this whole retirement changes and some of the tax changes you should be aware of, things that will impact you. I talked about this a couple weeks ago. Maybe here a week ago, the IRS came out and clarified what happens when you inherit an IRA. I just talked, here we go, see, I'm proving my point right now. The great wealth transfer, when you receive assets from, most of us, we talk about receiving assets from a parent, you know, down to children, there's things that we have to understand the differences in how these things are received. Inherited IRAs, talking about traditional IRAs, keep in mind every penny is taxable to you during your lifetime. It is taxable to your spouse. It is taxable to your children. So I just want to be aware of that. Now, the new rules, and these are part of all these other rules that came out with the Secure Act 2.0, you have 10 years to exhaust that account. In other words, you got to pull all the money out. Now, what changed? What did they clarify? They said, okay, and this happened a few years ago, you need to start taking required minimum distributions. You can't wait till the 350th day of the ninth year and take it all out. If your parent or if the person you inherited from, I don't keep talking about a parent, it doesn't matter who you inherited from, if they were already taking required minimum distributions. So if they were 80 years old and they were taking money out, you have to take out a minimum distribution. If you don't, there is a 25% penalty. Pretty important rule to know. So they've clarified this, and starting next year, you got to start doing it. These are just examples. I'll give you a couple more, and I want to move on to some ideas. But are you aware that your employer match can now be a Roth? For those of you that are interested in getting to Roth IRAs, and again, I'm going to give some examples here. If you have an employer match, whether it's 3%, and we have, by the way, if you can go to our website anytime, alphawealthgroup.com, that's alphawealthgroup.com, there's great, you know, sign up for our classes, there's great information. I think we have a 401k report. But one of these is that if you have a match, let's say it's 3%, so if you make $100,000, your match is $3,000, normally that is pre-tax, it is traditional contributions. You will owe tax on that contribution. You will owe growth on the tax of that contribution. If your employer allows it, these are questions you want to ask them, you can make that a Roth. So now if you're making tax-free Roth 401k contributions, your match can be tax-free too, which means every penny in retirement is tax-free. So these are these rules. And again, I'll offer this information. I'm going to make an offer here in a second to get this out to you. I'll include our retirement and tax reference guide. This is great material because, you know, it's just like anything in life. If we don't know the rules, we can get blindsided by things, and all of a sudden we're going to own a big tax bill. And if you think about it today, you know, taxes are at 40-year lows. We have this year and next year for the tax 2017 Tax Cut and Jobs Act, these lower tax brackets. I don't know where they're going in 2026. Maybe we should be doing some of these things now. So I'll offer the tax reference guide as well. Well, let me offer that right now, and then I'm going to get into some ideas here. More ideas, I should say. If you want the tax-free report, as well as the tax reference guide, it gets into all of these ideas I talked about. Plus, you have a reference to tax brackets, to contribution limits. I mean, it's a great guide to have, and we can get this out to you. Give us a call. There's no cost or obligation. 630-864-6711. Or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. Again, I'm going to include these ideas. I haven't talked a lot and gotten in depth on taxes recently. This report that I included in this packet I'm sending out with the retirement and tax reference guide, these are separate reports and separate things that, you know, worksheets and things that you can use for your planning. There's seven ideas to getting to tax-free. And I come across this all week. You know, tax planning is not a once-a-year thing. It's something I call it forward tax planning. How can we put ourselves in a better position? I mentioned just one of these changes that now your Roth contributions, or excuse me, your match can be Roth. Well, as much as you can put in Roth, I'm a fan of. And so, you know, I just had a meeting with someone, and they're doing the Roth 401k, or we talked about doing the Roth 401k. So think about this. You can do up to $30,500 into a 401k if you're 50 or over, $23,500 if you're under 50. You can do all Roth. And I've had a couple conversations this week where they're going all Roth, 100%. And now, again, you can get the Roth match. So think about that. Roth contributions, $8,000 per person per year. And so, again, 50 or over, it's $7,000 if you're under 50. But this is money that grows tax-free forever. There's no tax on the back end. There's no required minimum distributions. We talk about inherited IRAs. What about inherited Roths? Tax-free to your children. So this is why this stuff is so important when we talk about trying to put ourselves in a better position. It isn't used to determine how much of your Social Security is taxable. It isn't used to determine how much of your Medicare premiums are taxable. Wow, this is powerful stuff. I've made the comment before, and those are just two ideas. I had this meeting where I got on the board because I wanted, sometimes you got to write it down, and I get it, it's tough over the radio, but I showed someone, look, you can do Roth 401k, as I just mentioned. You can do Roth contributions. You can also do Roth conversions. Those are three separate things. Three separate things. They're all into, you can do all three. And that's just, I told you, there's seven ideas in this information. So if you want that packet, as I said, we'll get it out to you. Imagine if you could start putting these things in place and you can get to tax-free. I made the comment before. I know maybe this isn't doable, but why not try to get there? If all of your investments were in Roth IRAs or Roth accounts, HSAs, health savings accounts, are tax-free too, by the way. But if all your money were in these types of accounts, you would pay no tax at all. In fact, you would get all your Social Security tax-free, and your Medicare premiums would be at the lowest possible amount. And if tax rates go up in the future, hey, you're pretty protected from that, right? See, this is why these things are connected. We talked about, see how I'm coming back to my theme. Things are connected here. So let me make one other offer before we go to break, and then we're going to get into some other areas. I told you we're going to dig in today and hit it hard. But one other thing I want to offer is I know everybody is unique, and given the challenges we're talking about, especially with this economy, I would submit that saving and investing alone won't be enough. So if you want to retire successfully today, I believe you need to create a financial game plan for reducing taxes, generating income, paying for health care, reducing investment risk, and there's more, of course. But anything short of a comprehensive financial game plan, I believe, could put you at much greater risk of running out of money in retirement. So for those of you that want to take advantage of coming in, let me make that offer. If you give us a call in the next few minutes, we can schedule a time. We can do a complete customized retirement plan for you. You'll see where you'll stand. You'll walk out of here with some ideas, hopefully a lower stress level, and be able to take action. So give us a call if you want to take advantage of that. Again, your personal customized complete retirement plan, 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711. Coming up, I have much more to get into. You're listening to Tom Fortino here on the Alpha Wealth Hour. Welcome back to the Alpha Wealth Hour. I'm your host, Tom Fortino. I'm the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group. If you want to get a hold of us, I did offer that information on taxes. I like to pose the question sometimes, do you want the IRS to be a bigger partner in your retirement? I think we know the answer. I don't think any hands are going to go up on that one. But that's why I just make this part. Look, I'm an investment advisor representative. That means we can do portfolio management. We do. We have an attorney that does the estate planning. We do everything. I like to think we look at all of these. That's our approach. But, you know, if you want the information, as I said, on the tax planning, this is something we incorporate into what we do. I think it's just so critical, and maybe it's one of the most overlooked areas in your planning. Sometimes it's often too late. We get blindsided. I can't tell you how many times I have a conversation with someone. They said, man, I should have been doing this 5 years ago. So we should start doing this. Things that we can be doing. They're in these reports that I offered, seven strategies to get to tax-free. I also said I would include the retirement and tax guide, reference guide, great reference guide. We'll get those out to you, and you can start doing some of these things. And as I said, if you have questions, if you get it or you want to call me and say, hey, Tom, can I do this? I get questions fairly often about, hey, can I do a Roth conversion? How does that work? Can I do these contributions? How does that work? I had two people in here last week. They're both in their 70s. They're working part time. I said, you start contributing to Roth. You can at any age. So anyway, we could go on and on, but we want to get into other topics. But if you want that guide and the information on getting to tax-free, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. And I did mention some of the new changes that have come up, part of the Secure Act and the inherited IRAs, how the IRS, I love this. It's like, it's frustrating. I get it, you know, again, with taxes, but we need to, I've got a new report. I can get that out to you too. It goes through and explains things. So it's helpful to understand your marginal tax brackets and where you stand and understanding what it means to get investment income and where the assets can be located. I'm going to talk about that in the next segment when we get into investments, where you want to hold investments to be more tax efficient. But the inherited IRAs, which I said, and I'll repeat, you have 10 years to exhaust an IRA from a non-spouse beneficiary. If you are a spouse, you can assume ownership of your spouse's IRA. Again, you want to understand the rules. I'm giving you general information. But you can be an owner. If you are a non-spouse beneficiary, obviously anything but a spouse, a sibling, a child, you cannot assume ownership. You have up to 10 years to exhaust that account, and you may have to take required minimum distributions, and it's all taxable at whatever tax rate you're at. You see this stuff? Roths or not. So anyway, getting back to the inheritance, I don't want to go too down that rabbit hole again, but when we talk about inheritance, I mentioned this article about U.S. families are woefully unprepared. Now, I made the comment early on. Think about it. Things are connected. We may not think about it when we're looking at a retirement plan. That's my approach. I am an engineer. That is my background. My undergraduate is electrical engineering, so I kind of approach it this way. But, you know, when we look at your estate planning, this is important because, you know, are you going to disinherit children? What happens when the first spouse passes away? Do assets flow and so on? Nearly half of wealthy families on this, they said 58, six, well, I was off by a little bit. Baby boomers are projected to pass down $68 trillion over the coming year. This was from Bank of America Private Bank. Nearly half of wealthy families, I don't know what they mean by wealthy, but don't have the most basic elements of estate planning. That means families are woefully unprepared. And I come across this often. Again, we do estate planning. I think it's critical. I've made the comment before. In one way, shape, or form, either your assets will be controlled by these documents during your lifetime or they will flow through these documents after your lifetime. So it's so critical because either you'll make decisions or someone may make them for you. There was an article about this, wife of Richard Lunger, who died 2 months after their marriage, pens a heartfelt tribute. Gentleman died on August 12th. They were married in June. She was 42. He was 91. Anyway, I guess she said, you were the dream of my life. She wrote a letter. 2 months. I bring this up. We won't get into this whole 91-year-old marrying a 42-year-old, but 2 months. And I've read the article, too, before about having a bad air day where a gentleman married. When we talk about second marriages, and then his retirement account went to, not his children, to his spouse he'd been married to for 2 months. These are examples where sometimes, you know, and I've talked about not really sure what your investment set consists of. We talk about being organized. So the first thing here is you need to have the right documents in place. You have to have the living, that's my opinion, I should say. You should have a living trust. You should have powers of attorney, medical and financial. Those are separate documents. And also what's called a pour over will. But you want to have all of these documents in place. Because, again, you can disinherit children. And And we want to make sure if you don't have the right beneficiaries, you cannot change a beneficiary post-death. This is why this stuff is so critical. The first thing I always say, and we have all of this information on our website, we call it the six essential documents, the bulletproofing your beneficiaries. I try to make this information available to you. The first step on that bulletproofing your beneficiaries is doing a beneficiary audit. You know, I talk about financial organization all the time. When was the last time you looked at your beneficiaries? I was having a conversation with my brother. And I said, oh, by the way, because he was talking about, oh, I got to pay my life insurance premium. I said, by the way, you know, because he's divorced. I'm not talking out of school. But I said, who are the beneficiaries? He said, I think I put my three children. They're all minors. Well, one is an adult. You know, I told Charlie, you got to, you know, we need to put your trust. So we're going to rectify that situation, you say. Life insurance, I usually say the trust should be your primary beneficiary. Why do I say that? Because life insurance is income tax-free to the beneficiaries. It pays out to the trust. So if you pass away, the trust always survives you. Now, the trust can hold title to your assets, too, which it should. Your home should be in the trust, your bank accounts, your brokerage accounts, any after-tax accounts. In other words, it wouldn't say the Bob Smith is an individual. If you have a trust, and you get a statement back from Fidelity or Schwab, or you get a statement back from, you know, Bank of America, and it doesn't say your trust name on it, it's not in your trust. So I just want you to be clear on that. So even for those that have documents in place, we want to be clear. So it's not just doing, I should say, not only doing a beneficiary audit, but also doing maybe an asset titling audit. Make sure assets are in place, because again, you know, you may disinherit children. You know, the other thing with trust, and then I'm going to move on here. There's also a tax element to this. Your trust can preserve your exemption. So especially in the state of Illinois, it's $4 million per person. And I don't know where it's going in the future, but if your estate is above that, you will lose the exemption potentially if you pass away. Because if everything goes to the spouse, an unlimited marital deduction, there isn't an estate tax at the first death, well, your estate tax exemption could be gone. You may have just lost a $4 million preservation to your family. You see these things? Why it's all connected? There's taxes. I just talked about estate taxes. There's controlling assets. There's all of these things that come into play. This is why it's about being complete. It's about being complete. You need to have all of these things in place. Estate and legacy planning is one of the five pillars. I talked about taxes. That's another one of the five pillars. Do you have a complete plan? If you want this information, again, you go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com. We can send it out to you. We can customize it for you. Again, whether it's just, you know, confirming beneficiary designations, having the right documents in place. If you want to have your documents reviewed, come on in. We can schedule a time. We'll do a complete estate planning review. I do that anyway when we do a complete analysis for you. So if you want to, again, I'll make that offer. If you want to schedule a time to come in, or we can even have a conversation on the phone, you can go to our website and schedule a time to talk. If you want to just have a 15-minute chat or half hour, I do that very often, okay? And we have good conversations. It will be productive. So, again, you can give us a call, 630-864-6711. If you want to schedule a time, throw everything in a box. Let's go through it. Let's see what your distribution section, who are your successor trustees and your powers of attorney. You may be surprised. I always say you may be unaware of some things. So now's the time to take advantage of that, or you can go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. A lot to get into. Stick around. As I said, we're going to hit these things. We still have to talk about the market, healthcare, and some other options, that things that will impact your retirement plan. This is Tom Fortino here on the Alpha Wealth Hour. Welcome back to the Alpha Wealth Hour. I'm your host, Tom Fortino, the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group here in the Chicagoland area. We do everything from investment planning to tax planning to estate and legacy planning. We have an attorney that does that, income planning. It's really all about being complete. You've heard me. That's my credo. In fact, I started out today's show saying, you know, when we take a look at our retirement planning, and maybe we don't look at this way, and maybe it's the fault of the industry sometimes, because, like, let's look at this. It's like, here's a shiny object. Let's talk about this next stock to buy, the investments, which I'm going to talk about in a second, but, or getting to a number. You hear that all the time. If I can just get to a million or 2 million. And in some ways, I don't want to say it's misleading, but we want to take a look, as I said, that, you know, every piece of your plan for retirement is connected. That's my belief. And I said it you know, earlier, you can't talk about Social Security without talking about IRA and 401k withdrawals. Can't talk about IRA and 401k withdrawals without talking about taxes and so on. And all of these things relate. I've talked already about taxes and taxes during your lifetime, taxes down to your spouse and children, understanding how they can impact your retirement, and making the IRS a smaller partner in your retirement. Then we talked about estate planning a little bit. And there's tax components to that as well, understanding how assets are titled. And now we're getting into another piece, which is the market. And talking about investments, you know, how do you make the investments? And then also we want to make sure they're tax efficient. We also want, because if you think of it this way, look, if you look at your IRA, 401k, okay, first of all, there's an investment component, obviously. Okay, what do you own in it? Second part of it is, how's it titled? Well, retirement accounts have to stay titled in your name during your lifetime. You cannot joint title it. You can't put it in a trust. Retirement accounts have to stay in your name. What does that mean? That means if you are incapacitated, that asset is frozen, unless you have a power of attorney. So you see how all this, again, I'm trying to make my point. If you don't have a power of attorney in place, you potentially have an investment that could be frozen during your lifetime. We're not even talking about something happens to you. So there's an estate planning component to it, as well as who are the beneficiaries? What are the investments? Again, this is why this is so critical. If you overlook one area, we have this potential, what we call domino effect. It can be troubling. And so this is why, again, I take this approach. I talk about building a plan, building a car, building a bridge, building a house. It's all that kind of that same concept. And not saying any one of these things are important, but we want to take a look at it at this point. So I guess I've made my point, hopefully. We offer, that's why I have that report called the Retirement Roadmap. It's called the Five Pillars to Your Retirement Plan. If you can check the box on all five of those things, I believe you're in a pretty good spot. Okay, so let's move on. We're going to talk a little about the market. This, again, is another piece, not by itself. But we get this data every week, and that's another thing. I've said it before, it's a blessing and a curse. We get all this information. You know, you can look, I have the screen on in my office, either Fox Business or CNBC. I'm looking at the market. You got the ticker going across the bottom. You have someone talking in the middle of the screen. And then on the left-hand side, you got the news of the day or whatever it might be. Everything's at your fingertips, So that's great. But all too often, sometimes I say this is noise. We had CPI come out this week. It was at 2.9, the consumer price index. It was a little less than what the estimate was. We also have had the earnings come out. Home Depot came out this week. Walmart's gone, and so on. And we see it's pretty much earnings season is over. Year over year, the S&P roughly 10%, 5% on the top line, 10% on the bottom line. These are good things to know, but You can't let all this information, you know, we're waiting for the Fed, of course. It's like every day. I wish they weren't so involved in our life. Is the Fed going to reduce rates? And if they do, you know, how's that going to impact the bond market? But, you know, you can understand some of these things on the periphery, but for most people, unless you're a trader and you're going out and buying a certain stock, which I think is great, and I'm a big fan of that, but, you know, for the most part, we're buying funds. We're owning the market. It's the old John Bogle, head of Vanguard, who said, rather than look for the needle in the haystack, just buy the haystack. And most of the times, that makes sense. The problem here is that most of us, I'm getting back to this financial organization, and I've talked about it over the past few weeks, so I don't want to beat up on this again, but I said the biggest thing you can do is one of, let me rephrase that, the biggest thing is you can act. Procrastination is number one. I've determined that, because if you don't act, that doesn't help. But getting organized is that next step. I always talk, it's even in the report, you got to get organized. I've quoted this many times. There's 30 million 401ks sitting out there that are, I don't want to call them dormant, but you're no longer participating in them. This was from Capitalize, 1.6 trillion. That tells me right there's people out there, and I come across it all the time, old 401ks. So get it out of there. Put it into your IRA. There's portability. Get organized. Know what you own. Know why you own it. Because again, just like everything else I've talked about today, we can be blindsided by things if we don't know. A lot of times we see the market's up, the market's down, or hey, the market's up 10% year to date. How come I'm not up 10%? Because unless you own the S&P, you're not the market. So what do you own? Now, again, this is why this stuff is important. Whether you own the market, which you can, exchange-traded funds, do you own bonds? Now, bonds have gotten beaten up lately, but maybe there's some opportunity here. to own some bonds. But, and I think some of that interest rate risk has gone away. But the first step in this whole process of getting an investment plan, because, you know, emotions, and Daniel Kahneman, who's one of the most, he just recently died, but he's considered the father of financial behavior. He did, won a Nobel Prize about it. He said 90% of our decisions are emotional. And this is where sometimes we become our own worst enemy. And so we want to understand what we own. So I've offered it before, but we really want to understand what we own, and then can we stay with our plan? There's also opportunities as well. Look, if NVIDIA got clobbered, and this is not suggesting, Amazon went from 200 down to 160. It's up now a little bit, but we can also look for opportunities in the market. If we want to buy individual stocks, we have to be careful. I said they should be a smaller percentage, again, unless we're a trader and we're going to actively watch it. But imagine if you bought some of these stocks. You know, Microsoft, which is over 400 now, at one point dropped to 240. Think if you would have bought it back then. I know it's easy to talk now, but, and you put in your Roth, okay, and all that, now it's over 400, all of it's tax free. So there's also an element of tax efficiency. My new report that I'm just finishing up gets into all of these things that we can be doing beyond these other ideas on getting to tax-free, but just from year to year, you should own most of your growth in Roth. This is, again, general comments. You know, if you bought NVIDIA at 100 and it went up to 1,000, every penny's tax-free. If there's a stock you own and it's in your Roth and it's paying dividends, the dividends are tax-free. It will always be tax-free. So that's why I say if I have my growth, I want it primarily in my Roth. So it's not just knowing what I own, it's what bucket should I own it in. You can own NVIDIA or Microsoft or Amazon or Tesla, it doesn't matter. You can own it in an after-tax account where you get a 1099. You can own it in a tax-deferred IRA, or you can own it in a tax-free. The same thing, but they're different tax treatments. So we need to be more tax efficient because, again, we're just giving money away. I can't tell you, well, and I'm going to tell you, but when you get a 1099 every year and you say, well, I have capital gains and then I have all of this, now that we have income from yield is up to 4% or more, and all of a sudden I make $4,000 or $14,000 or whatever, I have to put in my tax return and pay income tax on it. And then I ask the question, are you using the income? Well, no. Then why are you creating income you don't need? That should maybe be in the tax-deferred account. It's lower growth. I don't want to increase my RMDs. You see where I'm getting to? Again, these are ideas. Get organized. Understand what you own, and then put it in the right bucket. Those are three steps right there. More to it than that. But if you want the information, I'll get it out to you. Moreover, and in the second place, if you want to schedule a time for a portfolio X-ray, we'll do this. We'll look under the hood. We'll examine where is the risk. What do you own? Where is it at? Can we get simplified? Can we get organized? And can we get an investment plan that we're confident and comfortable with and we can stick with and make sense for us, our risk tolerance, our investment objectives, and our overall goals? This is what it's about. So if you want to take advantage of that, give us a call, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711 for your portfolio X-ray. And we'll look at everything else. I mean, we'll talk about your overall plan, too. I don't want to just limit it to that. So give us a call or go to our website if you want to schedule a time, alphawealthgroup.com, alphawealthgroup.com. Coming up, I have a few more things I want to get into. I'm going to talk about healthcare and just really, again, overall retirement planning. You're listening to Tom Fortino here on the Alpha Wealth Hour. Welcome back to the Alpha Wealth Hour. I'm your host, Tom Fortino, the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group. We've covered a lot of ground. I said we would. And I set the premise that, look, everything is connected. We don't maybe think about it that way when we're looking at retirement. You know, I don't blame the individuals. Maybe it's the way the marketing is done. Hey, let's grow our investments and look at that. And then we do something over here. And even in this industry, maybe if you're working with someone, say, oh, go talk to an attorney or go talk to an accountant and get that done. It's just not brought together. And that's where I think we're different by design. You know, we have an attorney that does it. We communicate. We do the accounting. We can, but, you know, I do tax planning. So that's the approach we take. We talked about, again, taxes. We talked about the market, and we talked about estate planning. Those are just three of those five pillars. And so there's more to talk about. I want to get into another thing, and I want to make an announcement about a special event. And before I get into that, it was kind of interesting. You know, we look at investments. I did mention, hey, we should understand what our risk is. We should understand what our own. There's another aspect really we need to be aware of. And maybe this kind of illustrates this about understanding and knowing about fees. You know, we talk about these, we're all probably pretty familiar with the whole mini bar. I don't know if you're familiar about this, and maybe this will maybe illustrate the point of we really got to understand where the fees are and what's going on. And this was a millennial good for her. But this happened at a mini bar, and I think you want to hear about this.
Hi, I see on the fridge it says that there's an additional $50 charge for adding items to the fridge.
If you put any personal items, they're going to charge you if that goes into a mini bar only.
So, like, I can't put my water bottles inside the fridge?
No.
Oh, okay. And can we change the temperature of the room?
Yes. Is it not working?
No, it's fine. We were just wondering if there was a charge. Thank you.
Wow. You know, sometimes we don't give credit to some of the millennials in the younger group. I'm going to give credit to her. It's like, I don't know if you kind of caught all that. She was charged for putting something, not taking something from anybody, actually placing something in there to be refrigerated. I mean, it's insanity. But, it's almost unbelievable sometimes. But we want to be aware of these things. That's what we talk about. Hopefully that drives to the point. You know, sometimes we see our fees and we're not sure what's going on in our investments. And so maybe that illustrates it. Besides being somewhat funny, maybe that illustrated those things. But stay away from the minibar. I guess that's also, we can just take it as it is. Don't touch the minibar. Well, I want to get into one other aspect here today before we finish up, and another aspect of your plan, which is very important, of course, which is healthcare. And this is more of that asset protection piece. This is another pillar. You know, we talk about estate and legacy, taxes, investments, income, those types of things. There's also what I call asset protection. You're an asset. How are you protecting it? If you happen to pass away, keep in mind, what is your life insurance coverage? I know it's not all that fun, but if you pass away, a Social Security goes away, a pension can be reduced. The surviving spouse may be in a higher tax bracket because they're filing individually. We need to be, again, are we addressing some of these things? Also, with healthcare, you know, we talked about, I think before, the Department of Labor, I think it was, and then some other studies have shown the average age people retire is not 65, it's 62. I think Employee Benefit Research Institute did that as well. And you have to keep in mind, if you retire before 65, this was a study, it's for couples, premiums could run anywhere from $1,700 to $2,200 a month, depending on where you live. And the upshot here is leaving work just 4 years before Medicare can easily drain $100,000 or more from retirement savings. So we talk about Medicare premiums. And I mentioned Ross, by the way, when you get to Irma, are not part of Medicare premiums that are taken out. So see how these things, again, they all connect. Let's be aware of that. And long-term care. Now, not a fun topic to talk about, but, you know, my goal is anytime I talk with someone, a client or anyone, I want you to understand how it works. You may choose to private pay. You can. But if you have a long-term illness, this was in this fact checked, it was an article about long-term care costs in the United States that can cost up to $108,000 annually. I had a client whose mother needed care, $10,000 a month. And that was just in a basic. And so they're going to split some of it, the kids, the siblings, and, you know, some of it will be covered by her. But, you know, this is how, what does our plan say? So we just kind of want to be aware of some of these things. And then, of course, do you have a power of attorney for your parent, if that's going to be, because, again, or a medical power of attorney? What are their wishes regarding life-sustaining treatment? Again, I'm coming back to, these things are connected. So it's not about one thing. It's important we have these parts of our plan in place. We do have, I do want to make this announcement too, and I don't know if we post it on our website. We're going to have a Medicare class coming up. And if you want to sign up for that, it's going to talk about the four legs of the Medicare stool. We're going to talk about IRMA, the difference between traditional Medicare and Medicare Advantage, talking about the reforms to Medicare Part D. This is going to be terrific. The speaker, it's going to be a guest speaker, Steve Tucker. He's great. I mean, he knows his stuff. Very impressive. And that's really what it's all about when we talk about all these parts of your plan. Wouldn't that be nice if we minimize the confusion here? So I wanted to offer this, and he's going to be one of our guest speakers. I'm hosting this. I may speak a little bit at this event. It's going to be September 10th. So if you want to attend, you know, it's. I think it's going to be fabulous. I'm really excited about it, and we're going to try to do this more often, specifically on some of these topics. I may have our estate planning attorney talk at another one. But if you want to sign up for that, give us a call or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com, where you can call us at 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. Going to cover it in depth, and this guy is kind of a no... BS kind of guy. He just tells it like it is, and that's great because it's about getting informed and making solid decisions. But when we get, again, getting back to this, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to go off on that, but I want you to, if you want this information or attend this class, or this event, I should say, more than that, it's September 10th, we'll get information out to you. I can send you an invitation. But I guess the takeaway from this, I just wanted to talk about this one piece of our plan. I call it the proverbial moat around the castle, which is protecting the assets from these unforeseen events. You know, if you're incapacitated, well, there's an estate planning component to it. Do you have the documents in place? If you pass away, do you have a living trust? That's important. But also, then, do you have the coverage to pay for it? Because there's a cost. Medicare does not cover long-term care, what's called custodial care. We need to be aware of that. If you are in a facility or you have someone coming to the house, I mentioned that client of mine who it was $10,000 a month. That's not covered by Medicare skilled care. And I'm not, you know, I'm giving you general information. But, and then we think about with the healthy spouse, what happens? You know, I've quoted this nationwide paper where one spouse outlives the other in roughly half couples by 10 years or more. So now what happens? And so this is why it's important at least to get informed. I'm not saying, you know, you're going to take action on these things, but I think you deserve to know how it works instead of, you know, maybe someone's opinion. I spend the time and I go through it. So I do have the information on that as well. I've offered all of it. If you want the information on the asset protection piece where we talk about all these aspects, we'll get that out to you. More than that, I would say, you know, I've talked about all these challenges, all these risks, and there's a lot going on, right? The economy today, saving and investment. As I said, savings and investment alone, I don't think will be enough. We just want to take a look at how do we retire successfully. And it's really about creating a financial game plan, reducing taxes, generating income, paying for health care, and reducing investment risk and more. So anything short of a comprehensive plan, I think, could put you at much greater risk of running your money in retirement. So if you want to schedule a time to do a personal customized plan, everybody's situation is unique. That's why I say, throw everything in a box. Come on in. We'll go through it. We'll dig in. You'll walk out of here. We'll test your plan. We'll look at your portfolio. We'll take a look at the estate plan. All of it. This is what I talk about being complete. Give us a call, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711, or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. You can schedule a time. That's alphawealthgroup.com. Schedule a time to chat. Talk, send me questions, any way we can help you, or sign up for any one of our classes or events. Hey, I hope this has been helpful to you. We tried to cover a number of areas, actionable items. That's the goal. As always, everyone have a blessed week, and let's get to work.
Tom Fortino is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered advisor. Alpha Wealth Group, WGN, and RWA are not affiliated. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with professionals specialized in fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed, may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims-paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Retirement Wealth Advisors. Insurance and annuities offered through Alpha Wealth Group, licensed in Illinois.